Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and bless your God. bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch out there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're doing the glory to God. Hallelujah. The Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House, Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. That's our motto. Now, I've got to say it one more time because you might have missed that. I said, this is the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House, Christian Prayer and Worship Center. And our motto is where the broken are made whole by God. Now, I know you got it here in the sanctuary, but those in radio land, I hope you got that. Because, hallelujah, you want to be healed, whole, and delivered, you need to come down to the Potter's House. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, arise, go down to the Potter's House, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I arose and went down to the Potter's House, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. Great God from Mount Zion, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. And then the word of the Lord came unto me again and said, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, O house of Israel, hallelujah, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mama Zachariah. Shakarah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're going to have a time today, y'all. Y'all as well fasten your seatbelts today. Because, hallelujah, God is victorious and the devil is defeated. Hallelujah, we're going to have a time in the camp today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Whose heart is the Father. Hallelujah. Yes. Whose face is the Son.
Yes.
Whose voice is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes. And whose hands and feet is the church.
Yes.
That includes us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory.
Glory.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for our building. Hallelujah. We have the beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful child here, man. It's all private interest. We thank God for our kitchen. Hallelujah. Thank God for our offices and our classrooms. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he has done. Hallelujah. All that he has done. Hallelujah. We thank God for our washing stations in North, East, South, West, in Baltimore City, so that we can minister to the homeless.
Hallelujah.
We want to be able to feed them and clothe them and get them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's done. On the first, second, and third Sunday, there's a new schedule to this. We've been having a Good News Youth Club. The young people, Baltimore City, the young people are dying in the streets.
Yes.
Bring them to church so they can learn the word of God. They can learn, be armed with the word of God out in the streets and maybe tell their friends and their family members about Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Good News Youth Club is headed up by Elder Kiki Stevenson and Brother Malachi Rainey. Hallelujah. And they are teaching the children the word of God. And then on the Sunday that we have our visiting ministry, they're able to come and share with us the scriptures that they have memorized and this song. Hallelujah. And even they have even presented us with Austin Craft Project. Hallelujah. That we can hang up in our homes with the word of God on it. We thank God for the word of God that's going down into our children's hearts. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. Also, on the fourth Sunday, we have a visiting ministry coming in. And the visiting minister this month, the month of March, is Minister Lorraine Gamble. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We will be bringing
yes.
the word of life to
yes.
us. Hallelujah. And after that spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. So come and have a free fellowship dinner with the saints of God. Hallelujah. You want the people to sit around and enjoy a good meal and chill with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Have fun. We have fun too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No regrets. Don't have to say, oh, Lord, forgive me for what I done said or what I done did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just have a beautiful time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that it, Pastor. Hallelujah. And the pastor will give a little rearrangement that we have changed a little bit of schedule and all. But I know the first and second Sunday, we will be having a challenge. Hallelujah. And the pastor will share with you what that challenge is and the reward for that challenge.
Hallelujah.
Back to you, Pastor.
Bless you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Pastor Jesus. Father God, may signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings be added to the housekeeping suggestions
Hallelujah.
On this afternoon. And I want to again mention that the first and second Sundays we have the Potter's House Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to share that with you just a second after I shared it on the third Sunday. We had the birthday corner where we celebrate birthdays, the grace and mercy of God to allow people to see another year. So we do that. And, of course, the first and second Sundays of the month, we have the pastor's corner.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. And then on the fourth Sunday, we have the Good News Youth Corner.
Yes.
So we rearrange a little bit so we can accommodate and give our Children's Church Plus a little bit more time. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches.
Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. See, in time, you got to listen.
Yes.
Now, I think it ain't there.
Yes.
There are two emeralds on this here wall.
Yes. Yes.
Can you take one of those emeralds off the wall and take it to Elder QB? Well, I'm not sure if I ought to send it back over to the other side. We want it back. Anyway, take that envelope to Elder Kippy. And Elder Kippy, I want you to just take what's out in there out and show it, and then put it back and give it to DJ AJ to hang back up. What's that?
Inside this envelope is a nice, crisp
$50
bill.
Yeah. Okay, DJ AJ. Take that and hang that back on the wall. I said, give it back to the teacher. Oh, you did. I'm sorry. I didn't see you. I'm sorry. Excuse my God. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
The challenge. It's for you to select either the Old Testament or New Testament and give the books in order. But it got to be in a special order. In the Old Testament, there's six subdivisions. Excuse me, five subdivisions. See, let's go. Excuse my Hallelujah. I'm still under construction. Hallelujah. Jesus. Okay, five subdivisions in the Old Testament. There are five subdivisions in the New Testament.
Yes.
And this is how you select one of the other. You don't have to do both. In fact, don't do both, because you know, you do it and you win. There you go. You got it. Okay. All right. Now, if you select the Old Testament, this is how you got to do it. The books of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The books of history, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. The books of poetry, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Major prophets, Isaiah. You weren't supposed to say that. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. The minor prophets, Hosea, Amos, Joel, Obadiah, Jonah, glory to God, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Now that's how you do it for the Old Testament.
Okay.
Y'all got that?
Amen.
All right. Then the New Testament, there are five sets of visions in the New Testament. So you say, well, I'm going to select to do the New Testament because there are only 27 books in the New Testament. There's 39 in the Old, so I'll do the New Testament. So that's fine. You still get the same kind of reward. Because there's how many envelopes on the wall? You understand? And there's $50 in each envelope. So what you do, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Book of History, Acts, the Pauline epistles, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews. Then you say the general epistles, and they are, Colossians, quarter, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, everybody put your letter up, Jude, and then the book of prophecy, Revelation. You do one of those others, and guess what? The envelope is yours. One of those envelopes is yours. Is that all right?
Amen.
Let's give a little hand clap.
All right.
I'm going to tell you what God is. I see, with my mind's eye, I see Jesus touching God. I said, look at they're at home studying what's in my word.
Amen, amen.
Oh, isn't that something? They could be looking at TV. They could be out roller skating.
Amen.
They could be at the casino. Watching March Madness or March Gladness, depending on if your team won or lost. But they're trying to learn what's in the book. Because life is an open book test. And you know what the book is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The memory of the just is left.
Proverbs 10:7. Thank you. Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Where are you today, y'all? Yeah,
one more.
Oh, my God. You can't sleep up in house because you're going to miss your blessing. My little boy, shake his face. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you.
Just say this. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Okay. Now, our new battle cry is, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might, for Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Amen.
But when you hear me say that favorite phrase, all you have to say is, Jesus is Lord. Isn't that right, Pastor Peaches? Praise the Lord.
He's in Lord.
When I count to three, now what you can do is you need to think sometimes. You know, you hear a lot of people say, but see what you can do. See, I'm slick. I say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now keep going. You know what I'm saying? Who said that first? Huh? Everybody?
Everybody. Oh,
with the choir. Sorry, I can't give the choir enough for today. Lord Jesus. Whoa, shake it.
Hallelujah.
All right. One. First of all, let's give Deacon AJ a hand for our being here. Hallelujah. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Deacon AJ. The floor is on. It's yours.
Okay, I'm doing the Old Testament.
Oh.
I mean the New Testament. Right? The New Testament.
I should do this, though. I was just practicing.
Okay. The New Testament. Okay. The Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. History is Acts. Pauline Epistle is Romans. First Corinthians. Second Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Hebrews.
2,500. Oh, 2,500. Oh, okay. Oh,
girl, I need money and it's going
to be. Probably. Thank you, Lord. Well, we got to move on. Because it's
good.
Huh? 50
is a good start.
All right. Wait.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what? I just thought about something.
Hallelujah.
Somebody prayed for you.
Thank
you. You sitting up in here, or you're listening to this radio program, the service.
Thank you, Lord.
You just didn't get there on your own. Somebody prayed for you. They had you on their mind. They took a little time to pray for you. And you know what? We're going to do the same thing up in here. I know we take a little longer, but it's just so good. God's been so good to us this week.
Hallelujah.
You know, God has opened my. As I key up the selection,
thank you, Jesus.
Boy,
thank
we
you.
Had a morning worship.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think the day before, 2 days before, a prophetic word went out.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And then the next day, or the next day, about five of the prayers came through.
Glory
God. I mean, three of them were talking about houses or property. Jobs.
Yes.
I like one sister said she got an offer that three jobs. Three jobs told her to come bring her. When they tell you to bring your Social Security card and stuff, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
It's a done.
Yes.
We had so much popcorn. It was like popcorn.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody shakeda the wool shakeda. In the middle of the night.
Yeah,
we were praying for this sister because her husband was in jail.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
He was supposed to be in jail for a long time.
Wow.
And in the middle of the night.
Yes.
They got a call, come get him.
Amen. Come get him.
Don't tell me that the prayers of the righteous ever fail. Don't tell me there's no God.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 Excuse my dust. I'm supposed to be keying up the selection.
Hallelujah.
I might be still asleep. I'm gonna pray this selection.
Thank you.
When I pray this selection, I want you to start naming names. Stop verbalizing, articulating. Hallelujah. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down. Hallelujah.
The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Put on your
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Let's see if we got the right
Jesus. Thank you.
Dominic and Justin, hallelujah. All the grandchildren of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Evangelist Julie and Anna and Avery, Kitty, Little Kitty, Stephanie, Little Stephanie, Desiree, Monita, and Donovan, hallelujah. And Malachi, and hallelujah. And Julius, hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother of us, Minister Jerry and Rose and Krista and Sydney, the entire family, the children and grandchildren of God. But also for Shaking and Prophet Cynthia, the entire family of God. But also for Deacon AJ and the entire family of God. Hallelujah. Uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins of God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name today, O God. We glorify your name, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father God, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles and blessings to the prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again. I want y'all to give a hand to the Good News Youth Club as they go and do what they do. Hallelujah. That's the children's church club. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to let you know that the first Super Saturday is in April.
Amen.
And we got some awesome plans for them in April. Hallelujah. So glory to God. God bless you. Elder T.B. Stevenson, you can take your group and everybody that goes with the hallelujah. But we thank God. We praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for a sister Desiree. The entire family, her husband, her children, the entire sister Camila and the entire family, sister Tiffany and Mayon and the entire family, and I think her brother Tavon, Hallelujah, the whole family, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. We pray. Thank you, Lord. Sister Monica. Thank you, Lord. What are the names of Jesus? What are the names of Almighty God? Put it in there. Is Jehovah Paraiso.
Yes, the God of
the breakthrough.
Breakthrough, yes.
There may in here or in your family,
yes,
that they're looking for a breakthrough for us.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know, it's coming.
Glory.
It's on your doormat. You know, you got a doormat right before you get in the door.
Thank you, Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, don't take
yes.
Now, God is a gentleman.
Hallelujah.
He's knocking at your door.
Yes.
You got to accept him. In other words, let him in.
Yes.
Open the door and let him in. Because you don't want a breakthrough, guess what? You ain't gonna get one.
Yes.
You gotta see your breakthrough.
That's right.
with the eyes of your faith. The word of the Lord says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you don't use your faith, you're not pleasing God. Hello? If you don't put faith on it, I don't care what you're going to do, it don't taste good. Just like the sauce. Just like the gravy. You got to put faith on it. But not just any old faith. You got to put what Hebrews 1, 11 and 1 says. Now faith. Now faith is what you got to put. Faith for this moment. Some folks look past this moment and look at another one. At this moment, I will stand on my faith, the faith of God, the faith which is rooted and grounded in God. Mama Shakara. I'm going to stop right now. Who said that? Sister, did you say Jesus is Lord?
Yes, I did.
Come here, please.
Thank you.
Now, see, y'all not supposed to read my mind. Well, that's a prophetic anointing upon that sister right there. That's why they call a prophet sister. Is that what you say, Deacon? Amen. Lord have mercy. They said, this boy giving out all this money. Women, you know, money. See, I found out that money's not evil.
Right.
It's the love of it.
Yeah.
That's why some folks fight paying tithes and offering, because they love money. They say, "Well, I only get $100 a month. I don't get enough to pay tithes." You can't afford not to pay tithes, baby, because who in this world is going to live on $100 a month? Some folks can't live on $100 a day, let alone a month. You can't afford not to give God his. Come on now. But anyway, I digress. You know what? I've got to introduce to you a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, the quintessential paradigm of feminine nubile Nubian pulchritude. The sugar that sweetens my coffee. My banana pudding. Let me see if I remember what her name is. What is her name?
Keep it clean now.
Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours now with the pastor's corner. All right now. We got mixed company in here. let me give you this. Lord have mercy there. I'm going to put this in my pocket.
Hallelujah.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap up in here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Take me back.
Come on now.
Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed.
That's an old song. I think Andre Crouch.
Andre Crouch.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And after we first come to the Lord, we are so careful with our walk. Yes. Hallelujah. That's because we can remember what God saved us from.
Yes.
You know, and it's still fresh. You know? But after a while being saved, we can get kind of relaxed. We may get relaxed in our prayer life. We may even laugh at a joke that we should never have even entertained. There are things we need to keep in mind at all times.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 6:19-20 that I really want to read. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 It says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God's. And Ephesians 4:30 says, hallelujah. Ephesians 4:30 I remember it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, but let's read it. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
The word of God never changes. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:20 says, Ephesians 4:30 Hallelujah. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Come on now.
So, I thought about this little song that we used to sing even as I was taught as a child. And the song is, watch your eyes, what you see. Watch your eyes, what you see. There's a Savior up above, looking down with tender love.
Yes.
Watch your eyes, what they see.
Yes.
Watch your ears, what they hear.
Yes.
Watch your ears, what they hear. There's a Savior up above, looking down with tender love. Watch your ears, what they hear.
Oh.
And your mouth. Watch your mouth, what it say. Watch your mouth, what it say. There's a Savior up above, looking down and saying to love. Watch your mouth, what it say. Your hands, watch your hands, watch your hands, what they touch. Watch your hands, what they touch. There's a Savior up above, looking down and saying to love. Watch your hands, what they touch. And in Matthew 18:3 it says, ye shall become as little children. Little children are so believing and so trusting. They do just what you say. Hallelujah. And the word of God says, that's what we must do. We must come as little children. We had become as little children when we came to the Lord. We had to believe that he said, you come unto me. And just ask me to forgive you for your sins, and I will. And
yes.
This is what we did. But sometimes we need little reminders.
Amen.
We are bought with the price.
Amen.
We can't watch everything on television.
That's right.
We can't go to the movies and see everything that everybody else is looking at. We can't hit when at work or when we out with our friends and somebody that makes, of course, we aren't gonna go out and be with our friends is gonna be telling the dirty jokes. And a really common joke.
Yes.
But somebody at the next table, you know, because you know how we ear hustle?
Because
something sounds kind of juicy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then they're telling a joke that you shouldn't even be hearing or entertaining.
Uh-huh.
And some people have no shame in public about what they say, but you want to ear hustle?
Yes.
And you want to laugh at the common, dirty, filthy joke?
Uh-huh.
No. Something in your spirit to say, reject. You can't laugh at the dirty joke, at the common joke.
That's right.
We can't look at everything. We can't when it comes to even our friends that we may not have seen in a while and we find out what's up? And they walk in our presence and they smoke a weed.
Oh
my goodness.
No.
We don't wanna touch what they a weed and cigarettes. We don't wanna. Sometimes, and it grieves you really just to even be in their presence when they're smoking the stuff.
Right.
You know, but we don't want to grieve God. Because you know what? When somebody says, someone calls you up and says, oh, I need prayer, you don't want to have to reintroduce yourself to God because you done laughed at your dirty joke. You done entertained the movie that you should not have looked at. And all the stuff that ain't gotten your spirit in your mind. And then the things that we listen to and the things that we, our conversation and things that we have taken in our ear gates and our eye gates. Don't you know when you kneel down to pray?
Flash into that.
Woo! Sometimes it's so hard to press through.
Yeah.
You got to press through all the stuff, and sometimes you got to be on your knees a while to get all the junk out your mind.
Yes. Right.
And somebody else, so therefore, somebody gonna call you up, need prayer, and you wanna, you need to be able to touch God, go to the throne immediately, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You don't always have time to have a 5-day convocation. Somebody need help. Somebody need help. You need that. They need you. Call on Jesus right now. You see an accident in the street, and your car is the next car coming up, and you see somebody throwing out. They ain't got time for you to get on your knees and say, oh, fuck God, please forgive me for my sins. No, they need help right there.
Right. That's right.
So, I hope the little song that we sung
will
come back to your mind.
Okay,
and sometimes we have to go back to being a child. Because it's so much in the Lord's chosen songs. Watch your eyes, watch what they see. Watch your ears, what they hear. Watch your hands, what they touch.
Hallelujah.
Watch your mouth, what it say. Hallelujah. Because sometimes something come up in your spirit and the wrong thing, we go, Lord, forgive me for that one. Woo, I almost blew out. Don't you know people overhear us? People overhear us what we say. Hallelujah. I'll never forget the young lady in high school. She saw me years later. She said, you're the one. You're the one. And I said, the one what? She said, I overheard you telling somebody in the auditorium about Jesus one day.
Wow.
She said, I told myself I was going to give this Jesus another chance.
Mm-hmm.
And she got saved.
Yes.
I had no way of knowing. This child was not even in my class. I didn't have any classes with her. I think she was in a higher grade than me. But she overheard during an assembly me telling somebody about Jesus. So we never know who overhears us. We never know who's sitting behind them. The blinds, or we leaving out the house in the morning or at night. Or who's creeping in our door at night. Believe you me, there's nothing that we're going to do if somebody isn't watching. For real, especially when we name the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even if the devil takes him to the window at the time, and so they can accuse us later on.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I saw that man creeping. I saw all them thugs going to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And they coming up with their own thoughts.
Yeah.
We just thank God because God leads us and God has been direct us. What to watch, what to see, what to say to people, how to go, how to live. God is able because we... Oh, it's just like we're sitting up on a hill and everybody's watching us. Everybody's watching us. Hallelujah. And we want God to be drawing. We want the Lord to be drawing. Hallelujah. And we want people to see us doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
That was good.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Tell me who's in the house.
We understand because of the word of the Lord. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We have redemption through the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Now the word of the Lord says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully design the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hey, mama, so go say, Katie, there. Go take the bush. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish it, will prosper, which was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. And there's one thing you put up above yourself is your word. Psalms 138:2 says so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, mama, go say, Katie, no more say, Katie, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. We took the bread. First of all, let me lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Let's lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask you to bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it. Declare, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Father God, we thank you. We heal. Already. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. God, you said that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing.
every system of our body. Thank you, Jesus. The alimentary system. The cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Cancers disappear. Tumors dissolving. Bloodborne pathogenic diseases disappearing. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal. Arthritis disappearing.
Thank you, Jesus.
New knees, new kidneys.
Thank you.
New livers, new springs.
Thank you, Jesus.
New lungs, new hearts.
Thank you, God.
Ears stop, unstopped. Tongues being released. Sight to the blind. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children. Hallelujah. Come on now, repeat after me. We are your children, God.
We are your children, God.
Hallelujah. You said, Lord, that healing is the bread of your children. Thank you for my healing, Lord. Somebody needs to say that. Thank you for my healing, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, we bless your name today. Shake in another voice. On the same night, Shakur, another one. He took also the cup. And when I gave it back, we thank you again, Lord. He said, this is the testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance. These are my new gifts I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, bring me into remembrance so that I may be justified. And I am justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I can say boldly, God, you said. Repeat this after me. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and the world
shall overtake me.
When you see the blood, Lord. Thank you, God, for seeing the blood today.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we know that somebody sitting here today because you saw the blood over their lives. It's not because of any goodness of our own.
Hallelujah.
But you saw the blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. Dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, erases, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confessions on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, in our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling, and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, amen, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord!
Oh, my Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Don't leave me standing, because this is the only arm I got left on the right side.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Well, praise God. I want to let y'all know that I emptied my pocket. I think all I have left is some paper from some cough drops and some mint.
Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. Pastor Peters,
yes, sir.
Have you caught your breath yet?
Oh, my.
Okay. What time is it?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
More of the Lord. more of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My heart desires more of thee. Till my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Till my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word today. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit today. Heal and deliver in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest and the seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you and your cohort. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We bless your name today, for it all, the glory belongs to you, in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, God.
What it
thank you.
For a few minutes that I have left,
thank you.
I want to speak on a subject. We are called to be winners, not winners. I want you to repeat after me. The subject of today's message is that
we are called
to be winners,
not
winners. Tell somebody, because somebody missed that one. Neighbor,
neighbor,
we are called to be winners,
not
whiners. Oh, wait a minute. There may be somebody that's hard of hearing on this side. Say,
neighbor,
oh, neighbor,
we are
called to be winners,
not
whiners. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think I better, before I go any further, I hope you got your Bibles and your compasses and notebooks.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think folks are bringing their Bibles out. I wonder why. Hallelujah. Put all shake here then. Compasses and notebooks. Pastor Peaches, if it would give the addresses for today's message. Get your hand, wait, give them about 10 seconds so they get the ink pens in their hands. Pens, oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all didn't come to watch a show. There ain't no show. Y'all, did y'all pay a cover charge at the door? There ain't no show, y'all. You went down to the Hippodrome and saw, what's it, Chris Rock? Whatever his name is, Chris somebody. I think you had to pay to get in there. Is that right? You didn't have to pay to get in here.
Hallelujah.
You might have to pay to get out. But anyway, that's another story. Anyway, close the doors. I'm not going to. Anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Okay, you can get. Lord Jesus.
Somebody pray for Brother Bird, please. Go ahead.
Whither thou
sendeth us, and surely it flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the
stop right there. God told you something, y'all. He even took time to show you something, y'all. And instead of you saying, all right, amen, let's go and possess it, you say nevertheless, which is like in spite of. Well, I know, you know, whatever, I know what you said, but.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, somebody said a long time ago, get your butts out of God's way. Hallelujah. But now nullifies everything you said before.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Nevertheless, the people be strong and dwell in the land.
Stop. You're looking at with your eyes, your physical eyes. You got to look at stuff with your spiritual eyes. Because what you see with your natural eyes, I mean, will discombobulate you, will get you unnerved. You don't believe me? Turn on the news, 7 o'clock news or the 6 o'clock news or whatever. And then, you know, whatever bleeds leads, you understand?
Mm.
Whatever hurts is first, you know. And you say, Lord, amazing. Oh, this is a terrible world. The kids are going to pop. This is going to the, oh, this is a wicked world. Oh, Lord, what is it? Now, God has promised you some stuff. He said you're going to have life out of more abundantly, but you say nevertheless, the kids are bad, the community is bad, the government's bad. Go ahead, read some more.
And the cities are walls and very great.
There is a stronghold, not only. Not only is a whole lot of folk against us, but they got cities, they got stuff they got set up, so we can't even get what you said we could have. They're tall. Go ahead.
And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains.
Stop. Everybody that hates us is around. Everybody want to steal from us. They always say, woe is me. Gloom, despair, agony on me. If it was for bad, like I had no answer. I don't think we can do it, Lord. Nevertheless, there's too many against us.
Mm.
Continue to read.
And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stills the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it.
One place in there. Really, two, because excuse me, Joshua was not one of the other spies. But Caleb said, look here. Let's just go possess it. If God said it, let's show it. I don't care about your opinion, the opinion of your neighbor, the boss, hallelujah, somebody in your church. What if God said it, it settles it. Go possess it, y'all. Brother, go ahead.
For we are well able to overcome it.
You know why you're well able? You and God are the majority.
That's right.
There were over 40 or 50,000, might even be more than that, arrayed against the children of Israel. And Gideon was awakened by an angel saying, hello, mighty man of God. And he looked around and said, who are you talking to? I'm talking to you. I said, look here. Lord God is with you. I want you to repeat this. The Lord God is with me.
The Lord God is with me.
Oh, you got to say it with attitude. The Lord God is with me.
The Lord God is with me.
And Gideon had, what is it, a whole bunch of folks. He said, look here, there's too many people. Because if you win the battle, you'd be saying that you did it.
So he sent all homes who were real fearful, and a whole bunch left. And God said, still too many. He said, okay, go down to the water, get your troops to go down to the water, and those who drink like a dog, and those who don't, you just whatever. I've forgotten the whole story. But the idea is that when it was left, there was 300 men left to face over 40,000, might have been more than that. But it was thousands, 300 men. There would not be a doubt in the mind of Gideon. There was no doubt. But his 300 won the battle over 40, 50,000 or how many ever it was. To say, don't be looking at what your eyes, these natural eyes see. Look at what God said in his word. That's why I said life is open book text. Look, find out your situation. Look for your situation in the word of God. There's 788,000 280 words in the word of God. In the King James Version Bible, 1611 edition. Somewhere in there is your situation. Oh, but I'm too lazy to find it. Oh, is that what you said? Well, at least that was true. I'm too lazy to look. Okay, we understand. But that's a whining when it stuff don't happen and you can't find your way out. You don't know what to do. Go ahead. Read some more there.
But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.
They wanted. They look at it. They tall. They strong. Look, it takes two men to carry a cross for the grapes. Those guys can carry one on each shoulder. Come on now. Go ahead, read some more.
And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature.
They're tall giants. You know where all the giants went? They was over there. Glory to God. Gideon was scared the folk of God from their reward, from the promised land. Everything that God promised you is yours. You looking at what it looked like with your natural eyes. You can see John's heart. There's no way in the world I can get this. There's no way I can get that. That's the enemy. That's not God. Go ahead and read some more there.
There we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight.
Like a grasshopper is to you, that's how them boys felt dealing with these folk in the promised land. But go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah. Numbers 14, 1 and 2. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And all the congregation lift up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness.
Whiners, you hear folk whining. Oh, Lord, I should have stayed in that other church. Because this church that shuts you out, you gotta pray more. You gotta read the Bible more. You gotta know more of what God said in His Word. Oh, that's too much. I got judge on my job. Push up here today. I got judge in my community. Lord, it's all going to hell. There's no hope here, Lord Jesus, Lord. And get a terrible towel or some kind of towel. See, they'll stop using handkerchiefs. They got a towel now, or a hand towel, face towel. They're using the cry. They're called the whiners. 200. And I'm going to tell you how you can, you know, the whiners in your life. Because, see, if you buy into them, you can do what they do. The people you hang around with, it's a life or death to you. You hang around the whiners, guess what you're going to be? You hang around five whiners, you're going to be the sixth. Shall call it a. You hang around five people, step out in faith, believe in God, you're going to be the sixth. Hallelujah. There are four types of people in the world. Those who add, subtract, multiply, and divide. The subtract and divide people are the whiners. They always got an alibi. They always got a crisis. Now, we all have crisis in our lives, but not every day, not every week. I call a sister tragedy, and it happens, but, you know, not every other day. Come on now. And then I got brother trouble. Brother trouble got trouble. And we all get trouble in our lives, is that right? But not every day. Not every week. And it's always somebody else's fault. It's not their fault. Oh, the boss, he's prejudiced. And he's just as dark as you. But he's prejudiced. But he just like white folk this way. He's an Uncle Tom. Whiners. My neighbors, they don't like me because I'm black. That's why they call the authorities on me because I had trash in the front yard, backyard, on the porch, you know, on the sides. I'm sitting at the curb eating chicken bones thrown in the street. And they call the authorities. They call it because they're prejudiced. You know, Shakespeare many years ago said the fault is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. When we don't make it the way we're supposed to make it, it's not somewhere else. Someone else. See, when you point to somebody, how many fingers is pointing back to me? You see that?
You have three.
I got three. So as far as I'm concerned, three is more than one.
Yeah.
And I don't know what this one finger up in the air doing, but anyway, you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
What's the title of this message? The human brain is not fully developed until you reach age 25. That's why your auto insurance goes down drastically when you hit age 25. Many of you didn't know that. The last part of the human brain that develops is called the frontal lobe. That's the seat of your intellect, your will, your planning. And so, prior to 25, you have a lot of children, a lot of folk giving excuses why they can't do this and can't do that. But when you hit 25, all excuses are supposed to be over.
Amen.
You got your whole brain there. Use it.
Amen.
You know, you got your ability to cry out to the Lord. Lord, help me. Lord, hallelujah. Help me to read your word. Know your word. Hallelujah. Remember your word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Proverbs 10 says the memory of the just is blessed. So that's when you hit age 25. Those people, the subtract and divide people, they always got their hand out. They're not coming to give you something. They're needy all the time. Not sometimes. All the time. Now, we all, once in a while, we do fall short. I need some sugar. Neighbor, can you, loan me a little bit of sugar or whatever? You know, we do that. We have, sometimes. Not every day. Now, I'm going to tell you. I need to tell you this story real quick. I was in a backslidden condition. But I had a couple that came over the house one time. We invited over the house and served a fantastic dinner. And the next night, they came over again. They didn't invite them. They came over again. Served them a dinner. They came over a third night. Didn't say nothing about dinner at all. I don't know. That was not, maybe not the holy thing to do, but I wasn't giving them none of my food no more. First time, you know, I invited you. Second time, you came on your own. Third time, you came on your own again. You didn't get nothing. But that was, I was backslidden. I would have to revisit that in the light of the Word of God to deal with that third time. But that's past. I don't know why I told you that story, but it was good for me to get a laugh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The satanic divide folk, they don't bring nothing to the table. You know that? I'm going to tell you what to do, though. These are the warnings. It's always somebody else's fault, like you just said. But you know what? They come with a problem. And they will borrow $50. And they'll give that to you back on time. They'll come back and borrow $75, and they'll give it back to you on time. And then, see, they're setting you up, by the way. See, you know they're negative people because they all, a dog take a bone, will bring a bone. Bring a bone, will take a bone. So you know what type of person, because they're always talking about somebody else. Always telling why, they don't like me on the job. Because I'm black, or because I'm too dark, or I'm too white, or I'm too big, or I'm too small, or whatever. There's always a reason. And so they can set you up because they always pay back. So I said, okay, can you loan me $500? And said, but you've been set up. You know what I'm saying? I said, you've been set. Somebody answer that phone and make God call him. Answer. Tell the Lord, speak, Lord, your servant hears. Okay. Anyway, so they said, ask for $500. And they asked for $500. And then the day they're supposed to pay it back, you call them. They done joined the witness protection service. Because they done set you up. Now you can't find them. And when you finally locate them, I'll say, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, whatever. But I need the money back. Oh, whatever. And then they get angry at you because you're asking for your money that you loaned them back. So you know the whiners. They always got a story. They're great storytellers. I had a cousin. Now, I had planned to go to New Orleans to this national convention. And 3 weeks before the convention, she said, I need $260 because somebody picked my pocket while I was on the elevator, and the boss gave it to me to do something. So I gave him $260. A week later, no, it's 2 weeks later. She came to me, said, I need some, I don't know, it was like $300 or $400. Because I went up to New York and something happened and I don't have money. I need, and I said, well, you didn't give me the money I loaned to you the other day. She says, what money? And I said, look here, I'm going to New Orleans next week. I'm going to be down there for 2 weeks. So I need the money to deal with. Can you, this is when they had Western Union, so it knows it's been at least 30 years ago, 40 years ago, maybe 50. It was a while ago. And say, you wire the money to me on Wednesday. Say, yeah, I'll do that. While I'm down there, Wednesday, I go to Western Union. Nothing. Thursday. Nothing. Friday, nothing. Whole 2 weeks down there, nothing. I come back. And I said, look here, I was waiting for you to send me something. I needed the money because it was for my trip. She got angry at me, almost broke fellowship because you know, I asked her for the money that she promised to give me back. She probably had another story, I know that. But the bottom line, She was a whiner. But see, the negative and the subtract people want you to want to live on faith. But they want you to live, they want to live on your faith. They want you to do that for them. And then when you look for your money back, it doesn't come. And see, some people don't know. But you've got to be careful. The Bible says, you know, you don't co-sign for nobody.
That's right.
Did you know that?
Amen.
It's in Proverbs.
Amen.
You don't co-sign. Because co-signing means that other folks either don't have no credit or their credit is bad, they don't pay nobody. Why do you think they're going to pay you and then whom you, just because you know them don't mean they're going to pay you.
That's right. Amen.
I learned that the hard way. But thank God it was only for something like $250. I signed for somebody that wouldn't. You know who ended up paying that. You got to, the subtract and divide folk, you only go around them when you on a mission from God.
Amen.
When you finish your mission, you go to the ark of safety because it will bleed you dry. They take the very life out of you.
Amen.
They won't even come to your funeral. You know that? Hallelujah. The add multiply people, the people you hang around.
Hallelujah.
If you think about marriage, how many folks thinking about marriage? Don't raise your hand. I just rhetorical question. You are my multiplier. That's a person that brings something to the table, but it makes you feel like you're walking on water, and when you look down, you are walking on water. In other words, they make you better than what you are. The odd people are okay. They bring something to the table, too. But my Bible keeps telling me, be fruitful and?
Multiply.
No, it says be fruitful and?
Multiply.
All right. Wait a minute now. If the subject is we're called to be what? We're called to be a winner and not a whiner. That's the subject.
Amen.
Look, do me a favor. Let me get back on page. Give me the next scripture.
Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose.
You are called to his purpose, for his purpose. Jeremiah 1:5 says, he called you before you were even in your mother's womb.
Amen.
He called you and ordained you.
Amen.
Prophet Cynthia, you were ordained a prophet before you were even born.
Amen. Amen.
Shake it up, Chuck. Read another scripture. I think it's time for me to give it.
Luke 16:23. Go ahead. Hallelujah. 14.
Hallelujah.
16. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one.
Stop right there. The promises of God, they're ready for you. They're ready for you, y'all. Go ahead, please.
And they with all one consent began to make excuse.
Mm.
The first said unto him, I have brought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it.
The answer is that excuse is based in the flesh. Go ahead.
And I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said,